The 1920s Irish rebel Michael Collins is not a household name in this country, but he's a legend in the annals of guerrilla warfare. Now director Neil Jordan has made a film titled Michael Collins. Bob Mondello has this review.
There's enough firepower in the first few seconds of this film, what with British cannons roaring and Dublin crumbling in flames, to make you think the projectionist must have made a mistake and started with the final reel. But the carnage you're seeing is just the beginning, the ill-fated Easter Uprising of 1916, which ended with most of Ireland's rebel leadership in jail and a few 20-something youngsters like Michael Collins in charge of the fight against British occupation. With ragtag Irish forces clearly outmatched, Collins, who's played rivetingly by Liam Neeson, suggests that the fight must now be waged not with armies, but with individuals, and he proves a charismatic champion of that cause.
Our friends in the Royal Irish Constabulary would like to shut me up.
Let's go, Charles!
Jail me again! Shoot me! Who knows? But I'd like you to send them a message. If they shut me up, who'll take my place? Who's going to take my place?
Much of the film is consumed with the underground escapades of Collins and his men, street assassinations, daring raids on British intelligence, and the liberation from prison of Eamon de Valera, a Collins mentor who would later be president of the Irish Republic. Director Neil Jordan gives these sequences the urgency of the gangster movies that chronicle American events of these same early 1920s. But there's infinitely more at stake in this saga, especially when the British agree to negotiate, and De Valera sends his chief warrior, much against his will, to work out an end to the fighting. The film suggests that De Valera knew the division of Ireland into North and South was the best Collins would be able to manage, and from then on, Collins finds himself fighting his biggest battles off the battlefield, a story that's harder to film vividly, but that the director and his star managed to make both stirring and eloquent.
I would plead that every person here make me a scapegoat, if you will, call me a traitor, if you will. But please, let's save the country. The alternative to this treaty is a war which nobody in this gathering can even contemplate. If the price of freedom, the price of peace, is the blackening of my name, I will gladly pay it.
Would that it were that simple. Mixed in with the politics is an apparently true but awfully hokey love triangle that has Julia Roberts attempting an Irish brogue more often than she really should, and that makes the movie seem a little too much like an Irish Dr. Zhivago. Still, with cinematographer Chris Menges filling the screen with moody visions of urban warfare, all deep grays and rich browns, even irrelevant side trips look great, and when he shifts gears toward the end, providing a visual explosion to match the one that opened the film, he gives audiences a glorious finale, for that's when Michael Collins leaves Dublin and heads off into the verdant, impossibly green Irish countryside. The big questions may all still seem as unresolvable as they did at the outset, but in a heartbeat, you realize what all the fighting is about. I'm Bob Mondello.